Yuma, Perak Alf Mishneches. B'chol yom tormin es mizbech b'kriyas ha-gever o yisomach lo. Every day, they did the Trumas HaDeshen. They would turn the mizbech. They took the ashes of the coals that were left over on the mizbech. They would put it to the right side of the ramp of the mizbech, and it would be absorbed in the floor. One of the nisim that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. After that, the Kohanim then would take over the leftover. If there was a lot more Deshen there, they would take it to a different place. But every day this is done, but the Kriyas HaGever, some learned that this is the rooster, and this, according to the Rambam, was done by Alois HaShachar, right when the day started. Oh, Samach Lo Bein Lefanov Bein Lacharov, or right near it, whether it was beforehand or after this time. Some learned that the Gever is not the rooster, but it's actually the person, the Memoina, that used to call out, as we said in the previous Mishnayos. But Al Kalpanim was the morning time, that's when they would be turned the Mizbech each day. But Yom Kippur Mechatzois. But in Yom Kippur, they did it at midnight. Rav explains because since the Kohen Gadol was doing so much work, sounds like he had to do the Trumas HaDeshen earlier at night, so he shouldn't be so tired when the Avodah of Yom Kippur starts. More that he shouldn't be so weak. There are other Rishonim that learn the Kohen Gadol did not have to do Trumas HaDeshen because Trumas HaDeshen is a mitzvah that's done at night, and the Kohen Gadol didn't need to do that. And the only reason that it was done at midnight and not done at the normal time on Yom Kippur is because the Kohen Gadol needed the Mizbeach to be clean to start his Avodas Yom Kippurim, and therefore it had to be done earlier so that when he needed to do and start the Karban Tamid, he would start it at the first possible time to have enough time to do all the other Avodas in the day. This is the way Tosis learns. Uver Golem, and on the Yom Tovim, when there was a lot of Karbanos, Me'ashmura HaRishonah, they did it on the first third of the night. V'lo haisa kriyas ha-gever migas at shahaisa azar malei Yisrael. And the rooster call out, or the Memoina, however you learn, that wouldn't take place until the Azar was filled of all of Klal Yisrael. And the reason that they did it so earlier at night is because since there was so many karbanos and there was so much to clean out, what they first had to do was to remove the deshen from the marocha on the Mizbeach. And the marocha is where the karbanos were burnt and it was set, the wood was set up. They would move the ashes from there, and they would put all the ashes into a big heap that was in the middle of the Mizbeach, because it was like a hiddur mitzvah to show all the ashes from all the karbanos that were brought on the Yom Tovim. And because of this, they had to get up really early to do this. So that's why they did it in the first third of the night. And the Regalim, there were so many Jews there in the Azara, because like the Rav explains, they were waiting to bring their karbanos right after the Karban Tamid Shel Shachar. So that's why there were all those Jews in the Azara at that time.